Well, Falcons fans, I'm standing with someone who needs no introduction, a familiar face to the Flowery Branch, none other than former tight end for the Atlanta Falcons, Tony Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So you were part of the Mike Smith era, but being back here today, talking to some of the guys, and then watching the first half of the season, what do you think about the Dan Quinn culture?
I think it's great. I mean, it comes from that tree of Pete Carroll where they got the guys out there, they have fun. I walked up to the practice, they're playing music. I heard they got a hoop, which would have been my thing back in the day if I was here when he was here. The guys have responded. You see the energy. Sometimes change is good, and I love Smitty. I think Smitty is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. But sometimes you need a little bit of a change, and Dan Quinn's been that guy. He's coming here. The energy is amazing, and they're winning games. That's most important.
Now, you said you flew in from New York this morning, so you only had a few hours here at the branch. But what do you miss most about being here in Flowery Branch?
You know what? Just hanging out with the guys. I mean, I talked to my producer. He was trying to get me to come back over because I was sitting there talking to old coaches, old teammates, just hanging around the locker, the equipment guys, the medical staff, the weight room staff. I mean, it's just that whole culture of just being around the guys. That's what you miss when you get away from that. I don't miss anything on that football field. I'll tell you that. I don't want to get hit or run a route or anything like that ever again. But I do miss being in the locker room.
What is it like being on the other side of the media? Now you get the chance to sit down and ask the questions.
It's great. It's great. You know, I mean, it was something at first you have to get used to. It's kind of hard to just be yourself in front of the camera. But the more you do it, just like anything else in life, you get better at it. And I'm having a great time. I'm with a great group of guys, you know, James Brown, Boomer Esiason, and Coach Cowher and Bart Scott. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to be around, and it's just been fun.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about Matt Hasselbeck coming into Atlanta on Sunday for the Colts game. He's going on his 17th season. You retired after 17 seasons. What's the secret to staying in the league that long and staying healthy?
Well, you know, a lot of it is luck. I mean, just kind of staying away from that big injury. That's something that could set you back, and then it compounds over the years. And I never really had anything too major. But you know, it's all part of the game. It's one of those things you try to prepare the best you can to get out of harm's way, but sometimes it's unavoidable. And you know, I thank God. That's it.
You mentioned when you retired, you wanted to spend more time with your family. Have your kids gotten sick of you yet?
I think so. I don't know. But I don't know about my kids, but my wife definitely. She's like, get out of here. No, you know, but it's still really busy because we do Thursday night football sometime, traveling around, doing stuff like this, visiting the guys. But it's been great. I'm not going to lie. I've lost some weight. I don't lift weights anymore. I just run now and hang out. I'm really enjoying retirement. It was something that after 17 years, I'm really enjoying myself.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to spend with us today. It's great seeing you back in Flowery Branch with Tony Gonzalez here at AtlantaFalcons.com. I'm Ashley Rose.